USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders takes her first direct questions from reporters since the release of the Robert Mueller Russia probe summary by Attorney General William Barr.
We absolutely know and have said for over 2.5 years there was no collusion. Now Bob Mueller is also saying the same thing.
Sanders even says the president is willing to see the entire report released publicly, though there are concerns that must first be addressed.
Making sure things like executive privilege and sources and methods and things like that are protected, and that's why the attorney general will look at this and make the best decision, not just for this president, but for America.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to meet with President Trump in the Oval Office, but the prime minister is cutting his visit to Washington short to return to Israel following a Gaza rocket attack on Tel Aviv. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
A new caravan of migrants is reportedly moving through Mexico now towards the U.S. The National Migration Institute says about 1,200 migrants from Central America and Cuba had already crossed from Guatemala into Mexico when they decided to form an actual caravan over the weekend. New England Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski has announced he's retiring from football. The 29-year-old Gronk ends a 9-year career. Inclement weather in one part of Florida has caused a plague that seems like a prophecy out of the Bible. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's a toad infestation in a Florida suburb. Thousands of poisonous cane toads showed up late last week in Palm Beach Gardens. This resident can't believe how many there are.
We're always going to have toads and we're always going to have frogs, but this is just outrageous.
The residents are concerned about the toxins secreted by the toads.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you compare the price of oil, almost $60 a barrel earlier last week, to what it was back at Christmas when it was $42 a barrel, well, you can understand why we're paying more for gasoline now, as we hear from John Clemens.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
We've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTague tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
Flights continue to get canceled due to the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Yesterday, the world's largest airline, American, announced it will be canceling 90 flights a day through April 24th. Previously, it had planned to cancel flights only through March 28th. And the San Antonio City Council says no to opening a Chick-fil-A in its international airport, a decision that comes with a 6-4 vote led by opposition to the chicken chain's donations to groups that some say have a record of anti-LGBTQ discrimination, specifically the Salvation Army, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home. And CEO Dan Cathy's past support for defining marriages between a man and a woman also played a role. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blasting the decision. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.